from KQED.
This year is the 300th anniversary of Father Junipero Serra's birth. He created those Spanish missions up and down the California coast, and his legacy is complicated and controversial. All of it is explored in a new exhibit at the Huntington Library near Pasadena. The California Report's L.A. Bureau Chief Stephen Cuevas got a sneak preview.
One of the more than 200 objects in the exhibit is a painting commissioned by the Catholic Church 25 years ago on the occasion of Junipero Serra's sainthood. The Franciscan priest stands heroically atop a hillside, gripping a wooden staff below a fire-orange sky. It's a portrait that's quite unlike the man who actually landed in Baja California some 250 years ago. The Spaniard was healthy enough for a man of 55, but he was also skinny, asthmatic, and prone to illness. Yet he burned with ambition.
He served those interests of the Spanish crown: economic exploration, acquisition of new territory, creation of new citizens for Spain that they could tax and raise revenue. But those weren't Serra's interests.
UC Riverside professor Stephen Hackle is curator of the exhibit and the author of Junipero Serra, California's Founding Father.
His personal desire was to convert Indians to Catholicism.
Junipero Serra and the Legacies of the California Missions is the first major exhibit to explore Serra's life, from his days as a young Spanish priest to his controversial role as one of California's Founding Fathers. Some of the story is told in Serra's own words, through letters and diaries written during his evangelical quest.
And he says in translation, "They go entirely naked, like Adam in paradise before the fall." And of course, that's just Serra imagining this untouched world that he thinks he will easily remake into one of beautiful missions with Indians singing Catholic songs and farming in the fields. And this, of course, is his total, this is his imagination.
And their view of him?
What we know is that upon first contact, most Indians simply fled from the presence of the Spaniards.
Some fled. Others surrendered and were converted. Sometimes, says co-curator Catherine Goodis, under intense coercion.
The example that we have in the exhibition is a line illustration of what's called a hobble, which would have been to punish people but to still enable them to work in the fields. So it would have hobbled your feet.
But many Native Americans lashed out at the missionaries. Another, much bloodier painting depicts the massacre at San Saba, where hundreds of Comanche warriors destroyed a Catholic mission in Texas, killing eight people. One of Serra's missionaries was also killed in an attack in San Diego. Stephen Hackle says the violence was a turning point for Serra.
Serra writes in his letters, still with great faith that Indians would be converted, but also a wariness that they could turn on the Padres like tigers and kill them. So he lets go of this Adam and Eve image and has a much more realistic understanding of the challenges the Spaniards faced and the resilience of Indian culture.
A culture, says Hackle, that Serra either could not or did not want to see. But the exhibit allows us to see, exploring the myriad ways in which Indians wove, sometimes literally, Spanish and Catholic influences into their own traditions, like basket weaving.
So even the basket on the left, it follows Chumash traditional patterns and production. If you look inside, though, there are crosses woven in. It's interlaced with a Catholic iconography so that it can be deployed for different purposes, though it's still following Native tradition.
Another installation memorializes the roughly 80,000 Native people baptized by the missionaries. A video projects their names one by one on a wall in the Huntington Central Gallery. It shows the year they were baptized, the year they died, and the Indian name they came to the mission with. Today, these birth records are a valuable tool for Native Americans to trace their lineage and secure federal recognition.
It's also a means of being able to discern other elements of Native tradition. So, for example,
Catherine Goodis points to an old Catholic prayer card in phonetic Chumash, one of many Native languages spoken in California at the time, but that is now nearly lost.
And there's a recording here by a woman named Ernestine DeSoto from Santa Barbara, whose mother was the last Native speaker.
Oh, there at Mission San Gabriel, my great-great-grandfathers and grandmothers were baptized about 1789, 1785.
Andrew Salas is one of the Native people featured in a film playing at the exhibit. It's about the long-lasting impact of Serra and the mission system on Indian culture. He's the chairman of the nearby Gabrielino Band of Mission Indians.
We don't go to church every day or anything like that, but the relationship we have there is the remembrance of our ancestors, and my role is to carry the legacy of our history, to spread the word of our true identity.
Junipero Serra and the Legacies of the California Missions is on view at the Huntington Library through early January. For the California Report, I'm Stephen Cuevas.
And that's the California Report, a production of KQED Public Radio in San Francisco. The director is Susie Racho. Our technical producer is Seal Muller. We had additional engineering from Howard Gelman. The online team includes David Weir, Lisa Pickoff-White, Chad McClymans, and David Marks. Our interns are Carly Naren and Rachel Marcus. The editorial team includes Victoria Malione, Ingrid Becker, and Bruce Kuhn. I'm Scott Schaefer. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. The James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. And the Wesley Foundation, improving the lives of California's children.